A very good day to all of you, and welcome back to WeSchool's Distance Learning Program on Marketing Management. Our topic for today is Pillars of Marketing, which is Segmentation, Targeting, Positioning, and Differentiation. Let us have a quick look at what the learning objectives of this chapter are. We will try to understand what are the characteristics of markets and market segments. You will understand what is the importance of market segmentation. We will find out what are the different bases and methods that are used to segment consumer markets. We will also briefly look at what are the bases of segmentation of industrial or B2B markets. What are the conditions that a market should satisfy or a segment should satisfy for effective segmentation? What are the steps or the process involved in segmenting the markets? We will then get into understanding what is targeting, what is differentiation, and what is positioning. With this, let me ask you, what is a market? A market is nothing but a group of customers or organizations with the ability and authority to exchange their disposable income, their purchasing power for goods that they want, goods or services that they would rather have. A college student may have needs and wants. However, many organizations may tend to overlook the college student because they don't have purchasing power. For example, many college students would like to have credit cards, but banks may not give them credit cards because they don't have their own individual earning capacity or capability at this point in time. And they may have a linked credit card to their parents' credit card, but in their individual capacity, they cannot own a credit card. Having said this, a company or an organization's market is a group of potential customers with similar needs and wants who are willing to exchange something of value with sellers in the market offering various goods that satisfy or fulfill those needs and wants. Now, we may have a generic market and a specific market. A generic market is a market with broadly similar needs and wants and sellers offering various or often diverse way of satisfying those needs and requirements. Whereas a specific market is a niche which has very, very specialized or specific needs that the customer may have. Having said this, what is the relationship between a generic and a product market definition? Typically, if you look at the market, you have customer needs. This creates types or profiles of customer. Now, these types and profiles of customer may be staying in specific geographic areas, and basis that you have a product type. So when you look at customer needs in general, you get a generic market definition, and when you use the generic market to profile specific customers, understand their needs and create products which can satisfy the needs, you have what is called a product market definition. Basically, a generic market definition looks at the market from a perspective of the need of the customer, whereas a product market definition looks at the market from the perspective of a product. So, if I say the air conditioning market or the refrigerator market, then I'm looking or referring to what is called a product market definition. However, if I refer to the hotel industry, which requires air conditioning and refrigeration in a big way, then I'm referring to a market definition. So let us understand the equation between the generic and the product market definition. When you look at the product type, it is the specific product or good that is offered to a market. the customer need, the needs of those customer groups that are being met or fulfilled by the product or service that the organization is offering in the market. The customer type, specific customers who actually buy the product and use it, and geographic area is the location or the place where the market or these customers are located. So this is broadly the link between a generic and product market definition. Please remember, when you look at the market from a product perspective, it gets you a product market definition, and when you look at the market from a need perspective or the customer requirement perspective, it gives you the generic market definition. There are four pillars of marketing, what are typically called the STPD: segmentation, targeting, positioning, and differentiation. Let us get into the detailing of this. Very quick question to all of you. Do all customers want the same benefits? If I were to ask you, will all of you buy, if Maruti 800 is your favorite car and red is your favorite color, will you all buy red Maruti 800? The typical answer is no. And because customer needs are different and customer requirements are different, we have the requirement of segmenting markets. Now, before you segment market, you have a concept called the mass market. Now, mass market typically creates a very large monolithic market where the needs of the average customer are focused on. So, for example, if 70% of the customers in the market prefer to have, say, an automobile costing 2 lakh rupees, then the needs of the 70% of the market is focused on. And the requirements of the balance 30% of the market is typically overlooked for the time being. A mass market creates large economies of scale, reduces costs, and improves either your competitive position in the market to sell at a lower price or contributes to higher margins, depending on which pricing strategy or which pricing approach you use as an organization. However, when competition increases and you have more and more products chasing fewer and fewer customers, a deeper analysis of customer needs and wants typically emerges. The logic is, if I can understand the needs and wants of these customers more deeply and more intimately, can I launch products and services targeted only at those specific customers and thereby create higher sales or higher revenue for my organization? The key question again is, do all customers want the same benefits? The answer is normally no. And because of this, because the customers have differences in their needs and wants, we have this concept of marketing called segmentation. So what is segmentation? Segmentation is a very simple process of dividing the market into distinct groups of buyers or customers with similar needs and wants and who require separate sets of products and or marketing approaches to satisfy or fulfill those needs and wants. The typical segment of the market will either have homogeneous needs, homogeneous wants, or they will have homogeneous attitudes, or they will have homogeneous beliefs, thereby giving the marketeer an ability to create very specific product and very specific marketing mix targeted or focused at this group of homogeneous customers. How do you segment market? Markets are typically segmented on basis of parameters which identify individuals or groups of customers or organizations within that market. We use that parameter or variable to define the segment of the market. We may use a single variable or we may use multiple variables. If we are using a single variable, it is called single variable segmentation. And if we are using multiple variables, The process is called multivariable or multivariate segmentation. Let us now look at the different methods or parameters or bases used for segmenting market. We will first look at consumer markets and what are the different bases used for segmenting consumer markets. Now, consumer markets can be segmented on user-related parameters or behavioral parameters. In user-related parameters, we can use demographics. Demographics is nothing but the process of dividing a market on the basis of population parameters like literacy rates, income groups, gender, skills, etc. Social class is another user-related basis for segmentation. You can have geographic segmentation into north, south, east, west, or in Bombay you can do western and eastern suburbs as the basis of segmentation. Then you can do segmentation basis lifestyle and psychographics, which is the psychological parameters in terms of attitude, beliefs, values, and motivation. In terms of the behavioral aspects of segmentation, one can use benefits that the customer is deriving out of that product as a method of segmenting the market. So for example, toothpaste can be segmented on the basis of benefit, like it one toothpaste can brush your teeth or make them white, another toothpaste stops bad breath, a third toothpaste gives you protection from cavities. So these are the benefits that a customer typically derives out of toothpaste, and the segmentation of the market can be done basis that benefit. The second method of doing it on the basis of behavioral aspects is the usage. People who use toothpaste, for example, once in the day or another group of customers who use it twice a day, or a third group of customers who use it three times a day, can be a method of segmenting the market. Price can be another method of segmenting the market. The automotive market is typically divided into segments on the basis of price. You have A segment, B segment, C segment, D segment cars. Typically, the A segment cars are nothing but cars which are up to about 2.5, 3 lakh rupees. Then the B segment cars are typically cars that are costing anywhere between 3 lakhs to about 7, 8 lakhs. Then the C segment cars are typically 9 lakhs to about 14, 15 lakhs. And the D segment cars are typically which are about 15 or 18 lakh upwards till about 30 lakh rupees. So you can use price as a variable for segmenting different markets. Then you can use brand for segmenting markets. And then you can also have situations or situational requirements for segmenting the market. So for example, you can use, a cobbler can divide his services into, segment his services into two parts. One is he can be, making shoes and footwear for people who buy them. And another could be repair services, which is an emergency service. If your footwear breaks down in the road and you want to get it repaired, that could be a situational way of, segmenting a cobbler's market for footwear. Now coming to business-to-business marketing. Business-to-business marketing, once again, has behavioral and user-related methods of segmentation. In terms of user-related methods of segmentation, you can use customer size, which means, customer size can be a small-scale company, a medium-scale company, large-scale company. You can use location, whether this customer is located in North India, East, South India, East India, West India. Structure of the organization, whether it is family-run, MNC, government. Buying process, the method of making the purchase, which is, professional, whether it is tender-based or non-tender-based. Attitude towards vendor, decision criteria, type of products, and type of organizations are some of the broad user-related methods of segmenting business-to-business markets. Whereas in terms of the behavioral aspects, you can have the end use or what is called the end use of the product. So you can have a typical industrial product like, say, nuts and bolts. Nuts and bolts can be used in the manufacturing industry. That is the end use of that. Can be used in the chemical, petrochemical industry. can be used in the pharmaceutical industry. So that's the end use of that product. The second way in which the business-to-business markets can be segmented is on the usage of the product. You can have heavy users, medium users, and light users of that product. And the final way in which the segmentation can be done is on the application. So you may have different applications for the same product category that you're manufacturing. And for example, if you take a product like AC drives, now a drive is a product that is used to control the speed of a motor. And you can segment the market basis the application for which that AC drive is used for. To give you an example, you can have AC drives for industrial motors. You may have AC drives specific to traction motors, which are used by the railways for running the trains. You may have AC drives designed for motors that are used in coal mines, and you may have AC drives designed for motors used in hazardous areas like oil rigs and oil wells. So this is a typical example of application-based segmentation of a business-to-business market, which is AC drives in this case. Now, let us look at segmentation basis in a little more detail for consumer markets. When you do segmentation on the basis of geography, you typically divide the market on the locations where these customers are there. So the first type of geographic segmentation can happen on the basis of the region. You can have one region called North, South, East, West, or you can look at Southeast Asia, Asia Pacific, Japan as separate regions. You can look at market size as a method of geographic segmentation. So you can look based on the potential of the market, you can segment it. Market density, and you can look at climate as a method of geographic segmentation. Regional marketing. Now, this is a method of segmentation which tries to create specialized marketing mix for different parts of the country. So you may have a product that you may be wishing to launch all over the country. However, you will create variants of the product which may be suitable for, say, Western India. You may have variants of the product suitable for, say, North India. You may have variants of the product that are, say, suitable for South India. And you may have variants of the product which are, say, suitable for Eastern India. Now, you do this regional marketing because you want to create products which are customized to suit local tastes and preferences. A regional approach will typically allow consumer goods companies to A, target customers with specific needs, and also to fight competition in a much better manner. So that is local regional marketing. A very good example of regional marketing is some of the international companies who come to India, like say Pizza Hut. Now Pizza Hut has brought an international product like pizza to a country like India, and then they have gone and created India-specific pizza. So today you have a tandoori chicken pizza, you have a chettinad chicken pizza, you have tandoori paneer pizza, you have Jain pizzas. So what typically Pizza Hut is trying to do is do regional marketing, take an international product and localize it to suit the preferences of the local customers, so as to fight competition better and meet up with the and satisfy the specific needs of the customers in a far better manner. Demographic segmentation is another method that is used by FMCG companies to segment their markets. This is the method or the process of dividing a market on demographic variables like age, income groups, gender, ethnic background, literacy levels, so on and so forth. Gender segmentation is a subset of demographic segmentation and is used for clothes, footwear, personal care items, magazines, and cosmetics. Income segmentation is a key influencer of buyers' needs and wants. And depending on the income group the customer belongs to, his needs and wants will change basis the group. Ethnic segmentation is another specialized form of demographic segmentation. And ethnicity refers to, you know, whether the customer from the Indian context is Hindu, Jain, Muslim. We have found in marketing that different ethnic groups have different brand and product choices and purchases. Even packing choices, even the type of products that they wear or buy will differ between ethnic groups. A lot of large organizations will typically launch ethnic marketing activities. In the American context, you may have ethnicity in terms of Asians, you may have Hispanics, you may have South Americans, you may have Europeans, and you have the Native Americans. So you do have ethnicity even in a large economy like the US. You have ethnicity now in major global centers like London, Singapore, Hong Kong, and so on and so forth, where a lot of people from a lot of different countries are present in a large way. So that is ethnic segmentation. Psychographic segmentation. Now this is a method of segmentation of dividing the market, or a process of dividing the market based on personality, motivation, lifestyle, and what is also called geodemographics. To look at it a little more deeply, you can go back to the chapter on consumer buyer behavior to understand what is personality, what is motivation, and what is lifestyle. Very briefly, personality is nothing but individual characteristics that reflect traits, attitudes, thinking, habits, and the day-to-day living pattern of an individual. Motives. Customers have specific motives for making purchases, and marketeers try to understand what are these motives for purchase, or what are these triggers for purchase, and try to appeal to them in a manner which is acceptable to the customer and which creates what we call a buy-in for the product. Lifestyle is nothing but a way a customer expresses his desire to live on a day-to-day basis. Now, in geodemographic segmentation, we use the lifestyle of the neighborhood as a basis of segmenting the market in a very large manner. Now, typically, this combines geographic segmentation with demographic segmentation and lifestyle segmentation. So, for example, if you were to look at the city of Mumbai, you may find people with different geography, demography, staying in, say, South Bombay, which comprises of areas like Colaba, Churchgate, Marine Drive, Warden Road, and similarly, Bandra, Khar, Santa Cruz may show a different kind of lifestyle. People staying in Borivali, Vihar, Dahisar may show a different kind of lifestyle. People staying again in Mulund, Thane may show a different kind of lifestyle. So this method of combining the geography with the lifestyle parameters is referred to as geodemographic segmentation. And you can also do a geodemographic segmentation on the basis of the VALS approach, which is the values, attitudes, and lifestyle approach, which has been explained in detail in the consumer buyer behavior chapter. Benefit segmentation. Let us look at how markets are segmented on the basis of the benefit that the customer is getting from the product. Now, this is a process or a method of dividing the market on the basis of the benefit that a specific customer seeks from a product. I gave the example earlier, I'll repeat it over here again. When you take toothpaste, for example, as a product, toothpaste gives various benefits to the customer. One, it cleans your teeth, it keeps them white and sparkling. There are some companies who say that their toothpaste makes the teeth brighter. There are companies who focus on cavity prevention from the toothpaste. There are other companies who focus on bad breath from being generated by toothpaste. There are some companies who say that the toothpaste also has a mouthwash included to give you that tingling flavor to your breath. So these are the typical benefits that each customer is getting from a toothpaste. And toothpaste manufacturers divide the toothpaste market on the basis of these benefits. So you have toothpaste designed to clean your teeth, toothpaste designed to, you know, give you a germicidal protection, a toothpaste designed to, you know, give you fresh breath, toothpaste designed to, you know, make your teeth brighter, and so on and so forth. Customer profiling can be done to match the benefits that the customer is seeking from that specific product category. So that's called benefit-based segmentation method. Then usage rate segmentation is a method of dividing the market on the basis of the amount of product that is purchased or consumed by the customer. So it could be, you can have a basis of dividing the market on the basis of former user, which means people who used to use the product earlier but don't use it anymore, potential users, first-time users, light users, heavy users, and medium-term users. Typically, in the usage rate segmentation, the Pareto principle of 80-20 will apply, where 20% of the customers will generate what we call 80% of the business volume or the business revenue from the market. That's usage rate segmentation method. This is an example of a two-stage segmentation, or what we call the multivariate segmentation approach. If you see the diagram, in the stage one, which is the initial segmentation, this has been done on the basis of usage. You have heavy users versus light users. At stage two, the heavy users and the light users have been further segmented using demographics, which is income and education, and lifestyle parameters. And basis this, we have created a market segmentation profile, a multivariate market segmentation profile, where the managerial decisions on what product to select, what media to select, and what advertising to select to target these categories of customers has to be defined. Another look at segmentation. If you look at the first figure on your left-hand side, which is a circle showing a big red color, this is a monolithic mass market in which we have no segmentation done at all. If you look at the figure on the top right-hand corner, or the circle on the top right-hand corner of the chart, you will see what is called complete segmentation. The market has six customers who are now divided into each individual customers, and this customer base is, this is called individual segmentation, or what is called one-to-one segmentation or one-to-one marketing. If you look at the circles in the lower half of the chart and look at the first one on the left-hand side, where we have tried to segment the market on the basis of income, we have three income categories, 1, 2, and 3 for the purpose of this example, and we have therefore created three segments of the market basis the income group, 1, 2, and 3. We have also tried to segment the same market on the basis of age. We have in these six customers, two age groups, A and B. So there are, if you were to only segment the market on age group, then you will get two segments basis the age group A and B. If we were to now combine the age group and the income group together, this is how the segmentation looks like. We have A1, A1, which means we have two customers in age group A with income from income group 1. We have one customer from age group A in the second income group, and therefore we have A1, A1, A2, B1, B2, and B3 as the basis of segmenting the market. So this is an example of how segmentation works. I have tried to give you an example of a single variate segmentation and a multivariate segmentation in this chart. Now let us look at another very important concept in segmentation, what we call macro segmentation and what we call micro segmentation. Now the macro segmentation is the process of segmenting the market at the macro level. So for example, geographic location, customer type, customer size, or product use or application is a specific method of doing what is called macro segmentation. And micro segmentation is the process of taking the macro segment that we have done in the earlier slide and then take dividing the customers on the basis of characteristics like decision-making method within the macro segment. So, for example, you may have purchasing strategies in between, you know, you may use two purchasing strategies called the satisfiers or the optimizers. And you can therefore divide a geographic market, say the Western India market, into satisfiers and optimizers based on the purchasing strategy that those customers use. So micro segmentation is a further segmentation of a macro segment, and one exists within the other and not without each other. So coming to the process or the steps involved in segmentation, the steps involved in segmentation is very simple. You find out or understand the broad market characteristics, understand the various segments that exist within the market, could be on parameters like income, could be on parameters like age, gender, geography, and then try to find clusters within these markets with similar needs and segment them into individual segments to create the segmentation. Why do we segment a market? So we have answered this question in different forms and methods by now, but this is a summary slide which says that we first ask the question, do all customers look for the same benefit? The answer is no. Because customers are looking for different benefits, they have different needs and wants, you require segmentation. Therefore, customers in each segment are different, their needs and wants are different, competitive pressure and competitors in each segment is different, intensity of competition in each market segment is different, size, growth, profitability, potential for each and every segment is different. Critical success factors or key success factors are different. And finally, the last and the most important thing, company resources are limited. Because company resources are limited, the company is not in a position to enter all the segments of the market. And therefore, it has to decide which segment of the market to enter basis all the above factors, and also decide on the basis of where its strengths and weaknesses are the there is a best fit between the segment and the strengths and weaknesses of the company to exploit that market segment. So coming to why segmentation is critical. Segmentation is critical for all product categories. Doesn't matter whether the product is cheap, expensive, luxury, non-luxury, staple item, not staple item, specialty item, industrial product, consumer product, doesn't matter what category of product you're using. It is very, very critical to understand what these segments are and how are we going to segment those markets. Typically, different segments in the market will have different growth potentials. Some could be growing slower, some could be growing higher, faster. There are differences in customer needs and wants. There are technologies or technological parameters which work in different segments. And there could be fragmented minority markets which we may either wish to exploit or we may wish to overlook because the size of that minority is very, very small, and therefore it is not possible to optimally exploit that market. So basis this, we need to segment markets as a very critical process of marketing. Let us now look at the criteria for effective segmentation. For a market to be successfully segmented, it should satisfy 5 different criteria. The parameters are measurability, accessibility, substantialness, actionability, and differential response. What does each of this mean? Let us understand. The measurability, the segment should be measurable in terms of size, which could either be value, which in terms of rupees or dollars, or volume, which could be in quantity, units, in numbers, or in tons. It should be measurable in terms of growth, location, and size. Substantialness, the segment that you identify should be large, profitable and economically viable to justify a separate marketing mix. Accessible, the segment of the market should be easy to reach and serve. There are segments of the market which may not be easy to reach and serve. For example, the Chinese government may say certain segments of the market are not open to foreign companies to come and sell products in. Or the Indian government may say that, you know, foreign multinational companies cannot enter products reserved for the small scale sector. In which case, those segments of the market are not accessible to the organization for exploitation. You can have another very big market in Tibet, for example, but Tibet is not easy to reach in terms of logistics, and therefore it's not easy to reach and serve, and that segment of the market therefore is not accessible to you as a marketeer or a seller. The fourth criteria is differentiable, which means the segment should have needs which are distinguishable and will respond to what we call different marketing programs and different marketing approaches. Finally, it should be actionable. The effect, the different marketing mixes that you design can be developed and actioned in that market. So for a segmentation exercise or a segmentation process to be successful, these five parameters of measurability, substantialness, accessibility, differential response, and actionable are very, very essential for the segmentation to happen. Two key questions which segmentation should answer. How attractive are the alternate market segments? So for example, you have seen a market, say for example, you've seen the television market, then you have segmented the television market into televisions which are made on basis of color picture tubes and televisions which are made with LCD and LED technology. You have further segmented these markets on the basis of the size of the screen. So for example, you have the color television markets having a 14-inch, 21-inch, 29-inch television sets, whereas you have the LED and the LCD markets divided on the basis of size as 22-inch, 32-inch, 40-inch, 42-inch, 47-inch, 56 inches, and so on and so forth. The question that you have to answer is which of these segments, what is the relative attractiveness of each of the market segments that you have identified. Two, having understood the attractiveness of the alternate market segments, what are the capabilities that we have for competing in these markets? Basis the abilities that we have in terms of strengths and weaknesses, will you decide which segment of the market to go for?